Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am happy to be here today. I am Charles Maddox, and welcome to another amazing show, Blog Talk Radio show. I'm really excited about this one because as we are getting closer to the release of Trial by Fire, the movie, I wanted to be able to share some updates, share some great information with all of you. You guys have been waiting patiently, and it's very exciting. I've got also coming up Scott Callahan, who is a lawyer out of Texas who has done some great works for people with CRPS in the community. He also sponsored the screening that we had out there. I want to say thanks to Sherry and Johnette and the team out there who helped put that together as well. But really excited, you know. It's been an amazing 12 months. If you don't know who I am by now, I am the director and the producer of Trial by Fire. My mother, who I'm actually visiting right now, is laying in bed in Ocala, Florida, suffers with CRPS, and actually she's got someone at her house as we speak who also has CRPS. Very interesting. So just coming to check on her and let her see the kids and give her some encouragement. Brought her a little bit of Jamaican food. So that was a good thing. So I'm sure she's happy with that. So we'll bring Scott on very soon, but I just wanted to kind of let you guys know. Basically, if you don't know who I am, I'm a celebrity chef seen on such shows as CNN, Dr. Oz, The Today Show, best-selling author, and also world diabetes advocate. I work with the ADA, American Diabetes Association. I'm Blue Circle champion with the IDF, director, filmmaker, Emmy Award-nominated actor, and also, obviously, award-winning filmmaker. So my passion for CRPS came from my mom, who was diagnosed about 8 years ago, and I wanted to kind of tell her story. And through telling her story, we were able to tell the story of many people who suffer with CRPS. And we're really excited about this film because, you know, this is just the start of what will be for Trial by Fire and for the work that we've done in CRPS. And, you know, the great thing also is that we're just getting started. We think that this is just a door to open up to many other doors. And we hope that, you know, you guys in the community can use this to not only spread the word to the people in the healthcare community, but also family, friends, neighbors, relatives. You know, we hear that so many times that, you know, if only my brother could see this, or my mother could see this, or my father could see this. You know, they want, you guys want people to understand what you're going through. And we appreciate that. We think that this is, that can definitely help spread the word, allow people, you know, we don't want to hear people say that they've gone to the emergency room and no one knew what it was, or, you know, they've been dealing with this healthcare professional and they didn't know what it was. And actually, I just got a text message or a message on Facebook Messenger where someone who is literally their sister is going through some serious issues right now. They're trying to prosecute her because she is, you know, claiming CRPS, RSD, and obviously they don't believe her. And she's, you know, literally I got that about 20 minutes ago. And, you know, someone who is suffering from this now has to prove beyond a reasonable doubt to people who don't believe them that this is a real condition. So, you know, we could have gone in so many different areas, so many different ways with the film. But of course, you know, we were limited to the budget that we had. So we are thankful that we were able to do what we did with a limited budget, because it takes a lot of money to make a movie. It's not, and you get what you pay for, and that's what I mean by that is if you don't have much money, then you know you end up with a very low budget, low quality type of film. So, but we are thankful that you know, we had people who came in right away. Nancy Kahneman with her nonprofit organization, who helped basically put all of this together. If it wasn't for Nancy connecting, helping me connect the dots, we wouldn't even have a film based on CRPS. You know, she introduced me to Dr. Hannah, who played an amazing pivotal role. Have to thank him and his organization, who really just opened up his doors to us, you know, gave full accessibility, allowed a treatment of my mother, allowed me to film the other patients that were there. Also, Dr. Kirkpatrick, many of you know who he is and his work. He let me in his doors immediately, gave us some amazing testimony, as well as, you know, able to film some of his staff and some of the patients. There's been some really great people who helped come on board very early that, you know, allowed us to you know, make this amazing film. We have to thank, of course, I can go on with all the amazing people who starred in the film or were featured in the film everywhere. One from amazing Hannah, who actually lost her life a few days after we wrapped the film, and her mother, Janet, Natalia Myrna, who really just opened up their doors and their homes to us, and Laura Lee, Diane, and then some of the Thomas, and then some of the amazing people who kind of surround the film, who just helped every day, whether it was Marie or Sherry or Amy, just the people who really just jumped in and were tweeting and Facebooking, and that's really what this was all about, to be honest. My vision for this was to create a community, to create a movement, a social movement. If you look at things like breast cancer, if you look at other diseases and conditions, they are able to create a social movement, and social movements help make change. So a lot of times people ask, you know, what can we do? How can they help? And the best thing that they can do is to really just tweet, Facebook, share. Share as much as you can, you know, tweet as much as you can. If you don't know how to do it, ask people, and we, you know, especially our team, we're more than willing to help you guys understand, you know, tweeting and Facebooking. To some, it's foreign, but, you know, we are here to help and have helped many, and we have thousands. When we share something, we have thousands who are all around the world who are sharing and tweeting and Facebooking, and that's really what this is about. You know, I think, you know, my joy and passion for creating this, of course, you know, was with my mother, but it soon became the friends and the family that I still call friends and family to this day. And the passion became something that I saw need for, because, you know, in CRPS, you know, there is no real faces or celebrities per se who are helping champion the cause. And to be honest, at times you do need that. You really do, because just like in diabetes and the work I do all around the world in diabetes, it's if you don't constantly put the pressure on, if people are basically forgetting that you exist, then there's going to be a problem. And, you know, the money won't be able to go into research, and the people won't see the necessity in really helping out and furthering the cause. So you do have to always put constant pressure out there. And that's what I do with my work with diabetes. And even now I, you know, I'm up in arms with diabetes and creating new things, because I don't see the urgency in the pharmaceutical companies and the people who should be really educating those with this condition. So that's what we have to do, and that's what I look forward to continuing to do in CRPS, because, like I said, not only does my mother have it, but I've met some amazing people that I literally call family and friends, and work with some people. You know, we bring on and hire people who have CRPS to help with everything from graphics to writing, and they are doing an amazing job. And even right now, you know, one of our graphics persons is going through treatment. So we have to kind of wait until they get out of treatment and are feeling better to continue to, you know, do some of the amazing work that they do. So this is really and has become a passion, a love for the people. And while it hasn't been easy at times, you know, and nothing is, at times we have to deal with, you know, whether it's clearances and copyrights and sound and just, you know, organizational things as far as shooting. Somebody the other day posted, they said, well, what has taken it so long to come out? And I'm thinking, when was the last time that person ever made a movie, right? Because the work that goes into making a movie is very hard. It's not just, this is not a YouTube movie, right? This is not just shoot something on a home video camera and put it on YouTube. This has to be, we have to have clearances, we have to have copyrights, we have to create music because we can't use other people's music or else we will be sued and poor Charles over here will be having to figure out where to pay people money for using their samples. So all of that has to come and it all takes time. So, but we have actually done amazing, to be honest. In only a year, we've pretty much put out a film in this short period of time that has won some amazing awards everywhere from United States to Honolulu, right? So everything from Best Director to Best Documentary to Most Impactful Documentary, and we hope to win a few more. So the film, I can say we are going to put the film up for pre-sale next week, right? And we'll have a couple of days where people will be able to order it, and then it will come out on a certain day that we will set for next week. So you can be rest assured that we are very excited. We are going to do some press releases. We are going to add some new artwork out in the social media space so that you guys have more artwork to just share not only the film, but just share the RSD CRPS information with people. We'll have a press release that'll go out to all major news, and hopefully we'll get a lot of pickups. So we're really excited about that. It's taken a little bit of time because we were waiting for one company that has helped out and some other amazing people that have helped out so that we could bring this to you. And one of those folks is Scott Callahan. So all of that had to be set in place because, once again, it's not an easy task, and especially to do it with the small team that we have and very, very limited funds, right? For what the film costs, it should have probably cost twice as much as what it did cost. So, but because of good friends, hard work, dedication, and loyalty, we were able to get this thing where it needs to be. So we're really excited about that. So by next week, you will be able to pre-order the film and, you know, share it. We hope that we ask that you share, and keep sharing so that everyone, not just yourselves, but the people who need to see this film. So if you have a doctor, a primary care physician, if you're seeing a specialist, if you have family and friends, get them to see this so that they can share with their loved ones too as well. So we're really excited about that. And then, you know, we've also teamed up with Nancy's nonprofit, and we're excited about trying to help. You know, Nancy has done a great job with helping people with CRPS get treatment. She works with Dr. Hannah, so she tries to get people seen with by Dr. Hannah. So we're going to try to, you know, donate whatever we can for that, and then continue to do as much television and radio and get as much exposure. We're hoping through the film coming out that that we will be able to even embark on more publicity as people are able to see it and finally say, wow, I had no idea what this was all about. And we're hoping that opens a ton of doors to new opportunities. We're working on getting the film into some medical schools, into some universities, so that we can showcase this in front of students and doctors and staff so that they could understand what CRPS is, and then answer some questions and invite people who are in a local area with CRPS. So we are very excited and very proud. You know, I think we've done some amazing work in CRPS. You know, some of the things, and we're going to bring on Scott in a second here, so hang on, Scott. But what some of the things I would love to see in CRPS that improve is of course, figuring out a cure, if that's possible, or at least better treatment. Unifying the community, you know, because at times there seems to be, you know, some internal fighting between this group and that group and this group and that group, and that really, you know, doesn't need to happen when we have people who are really hurting and who just need love and attention and hope, you know. So that needs to definitely happen. And also really just once again educating the medical community and figuring out a way to get, you know, some other companies on board that can actually help get the word out in CRPS, you know, and create more synergies with medical and media, right? So, all right, so be on the lookout for that. Once again, it's the website is trialbyfiremovie.com, trialbyfiremovie.com, and we are excited, and we thank you guys for being a part. Man, I love the emails that we get from around the world. Keep sharing your positive message. Keep posting on our page so that we can share that with other people, because this is how we create an amazing movement. So, Scott, is that you? Are you on the line, Scott? Can you hear me, Scott? All right, let's try now. Scott, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing great, Charles. Thank you for inviting me.
Good, good. Well, it's a pleasure to have you. And I know we first met in Texas. You were a part of helping get that screening put together out there with some of the amazing people who have CRPS in Texas, and that was a really great event. Not only did I meet some really awesome people, but just was able to, you know, hear some testimonies and share and things like that. So, want to get right into it. Obviously, tell us a little bit about, you know, how, about yourself, Scott. How long have you been practicing? What got you interested in CRPS initially?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to you. I had the privilege and honor of sponsoring Trial by Fire in Houston. We had a fantastic turnout, both of people who have CRPS as well as their families, as well as medical providers and physicians. And I don't think you get enough credit for the vision that you've had and the movement that you have started. The movie is fantastic, and I'm excited to see it released again and to see it again. And I just want to say thank you. I want to, you know, I've been a lawyer for nearly 20 years now. I am board certified in personal injury trial law. And what that means is that I have been practicing long enough, I have tried enough cases, and I've taken the requisite exam to be board certified. A very small percentage of lawyers here in Texas are board certified, and so it's something that I'm proud of. I represent and have represented for the last close to 20 years only people who have been injured and the families of people who have been killed. And a big part of my practice for the last 10-plus years has been people who have been afflicted with CRPS. And so I'm intimately familiar with the condition, it's been a privilege of mine to represent people and to try to help them and give them some hope.
Now, obviously, what was, because I'm sure you had to have the first scenario or case that came through and they said they had CRPS. What was your first initial thought on that? Because I'm sure you didn't know anything about it, or what has been the progression as far as your knowledge and how you have helped people with CRPS?
Well, as you know, the government for years has classified CRPS as what's called a rare disorder. And what I've learned over the years is that it's not. It's a condition that I think historically has been misdiagnosed. It is a condition historically that I think a lot of doctors, unfortunately, don't accurately recognize. And so over the years, I think it's becoming something that more and more doctors and healthcare providers are becoming aware of. When I first encountered CRPS, it was at least 10 years ago. And you're right. I was like a lot of people, didn't know much about it, couldn't seem to find or get a lot of clear answers from treating physicians. And so I started to really dig into the literature. I dug into the medicine, and it intrigued me because there was a lot of mystery surrounding it. I think that's still true today. And, 10 years later, I have a much better understanding as to, what this horrible condition is. And, luckily I've been able to help out quite a few people over the years.
Now, this message that I got earlier, which was it's heartbreaking. I mean, and I know of another case that actually a lawyer wanted to use the film to show a jury because someone else, I guess, didn't believe, or the employer didn't believe, that this person had CRPS. Do you encounter that where people are being prosecuted or they are dealing with, claims against them or things that are going against them in a negative because people don't believe what CRPS is? And how does someone deal with that?
It's a great question, and I think the best way to look at it is this. People with CRPS, they tend to have a fear of not being believed, and they've been diagnosed oftentimes with a condition that even they haven't heard of. And so a lot of times nobody understands them, and that's a feeling that they get of despair and helplessness. And, unfortunately, I think, as we talked about a few minutes ago, a lot of medical providers, because they are not adequately equipped or not trained in recognizing what CRPS is, I think a lot of folks, feel like they're not being heard or not being believed by the medical profession. Then we get to family members, and family members, oftentimes get frustrated and they don't understand what their loved one is going through. But lastly, I see kind of a different aspect to this that a lot of people don't, and that is, I represent people who have CRPS as a result of the negligence of someone else. And so for cases that I accept and for clients whose cases I prosecute, what I see, Charles, is I see defense lawyers, I see defendants hiring experts and medical professionals to come along and to question and downright attack what people with CRPS are going through. And it's something that most people don't see. And I take depositions of defense experts This week, in fact, I took the deposition of one of the preeminent medical experts, pain management physicians in the country on CRPS. And so I get to see a very different side of this and you know, what people, what treatments they are getting, what treatments they should be getting. And I think you've hit the nail on the head, and that is that, you know, people with CRPS are oftentimes not believed, but also not understood. And that's something that I think needs to change.
Are there any first steps, obviously, that someone can take if they feel, you know, that they have a case or they want to, you know, contact someone like you? Is there anything that they should be keeping record of? Is there anything that they should, try to log? What are the first steps?
Well, you know, the first steps are be an advocate for yourself. CRPS is a relentless and miserable condition, and it can consume someone. And so it's okay to ask for help. And in order to do that, you've got to be your own advocate. And, you know, for people who think they have a legal case or they've been hurt by, whether it's an on-the-job injury, 18-wheeler accident, a botched surgery, I encourage them and I welcome people to call me. I don't charge anything to talk to people. And I don't want people to feel like they should be, intimidated to call a lawyer. You know, I welcome phone calls and I'll spend time on the phone with people. That's what I do. And there are cases that I am able to accept. But one of the toughest things for me is that not every person with a CRPS injury or condition, has a legal case. But I will take the time to talk to people and to listen to them and to see if there's anything that I can do to help.
That's awesome. Scott, we're almost out of time, so I want to do a close, and we'll have you back on too as well. We want to thank you so much for your contribution to what you've done, not only for CRPS, but for Trial by Fire. How can people get a hold of you?
I'm located in Texas, in Houston specifically, but I handle cases nationwide. My phone number is 713-888-9000. My email address is Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at scottcallahan.com, scottcallahan.com. And I encourage people to send me an email, call me. I will spend the time and visit with you. And I understand CRPS, and I understand what you're going through. And if there's something I can do to help, I'm here, and I'm happy to do that.
Thank you so much, Scott. We will post this and send you an email with it, and look forward to working together to really help those around the country with CRPS. So thanks
so
much.
Thank you, Charles, and thank you, for what you're doing.
All right. Hold on one second. So awesome. We got some great information from Scott, and obviously being able to find and work with a good lawyer is very key, because a lot of folks out here really need the help. A lot of folks have cases. A lot of people, I know one person who's dealing with a lawyer out of New York, and they are having one of the most hardest times dealing with their case. They just had to go out to New York and see a specialist that twisted and turned them and made them do all kind of things and really didn't understand CRPS, and actually left them more broken than when they got there. So Scott is definitely doing some great work. And once again, like he said, just give him a call. Talk to him. Let him walk you through what he can do and how he can help you if he can. So once again, we are so excited. Do look for the link next week for the pre-order of the film. We'll have some other great guests on as we build up for the momentum of the release of this amazing film. Once it has its run, we will then go to distribution. So we're really excited. Once again, thank you guys so much, and we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.